There's an old saying that laughter is good for the soul. It's good for the soul of your marriage as well. My wife Jean and I have certainly discovered that to be true. Some of our greatest memories involve laughing together. A few times we've laughed so hard for so long that we forgot why we started laughing in the first place. We were laughing at each other's laughing. One thing that's obvious after laughing yourself to tears with someone is how connected you feel afterward. Somehow, laughter brings people together. It's contagious. When we hear someone else laugh, we are more likely to laugh too. Laughter also releases endorphins, meaning we don't only laugh because we're happy, we actually become happier through laughter. Marriage experts Drs. Les and Leslie Parrott say humor is vital for building a healthy relationship. Humor diffuses arguments. It helps you better navigate your differences. It's even a good barometer for the condition of your relationship. If you can't laugh together, something has probably come between you and you could use an adjustment. Laugh together as much as possible. You don't have to become comedians, just have fun together. The point isn't to tell each other jokes, it's to find the humor in everyday life. It's to take yourself less seriously so you can enjoy life as much as possible. Together. With a smile on your face. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly. It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.